Hey friends, you're tuning in to Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives. Hey everybody, happy Friday to you. Hope you've been having a good week. I am excited for this episode. We talk about just some really practical tools, one that I love specifically called somatic tracking. If you struggle with any kind of pain, chronic or acute, or emotional pain, mental pain, somatic tracking is a great tool for you to have in your toolkit. And I did this episode as an Instagram Live and a Facebook Live. So if you hear me talking to anybody at any time, I'm not going crazy in my podcasting studio by myself. I am indeed talking to people who are responding to me on Instagram or Facebook Live. So enjoy this episode where we talk about somatic tracking. We are going to do something fun today. We're going to do a group interactive experience together. First of all, I wanted to say that my new hats have dropped today. This one says, "My mind belongs to Jesus," and we have some different colors. And I'm just excited because, you know, I wear hats every day, all day. And I was just like, you know what? It would be so cool to stop rocking, you know, other people's brands and start like wearing things that I like and that I agree with and that I'm wanting to promote. And my mind does belong to Jesus. Amen? Amen. It was funny though, and I feel like I've talked about this once on Instagram, but I noticed that when I'm wearing this hat out, like I was wearing it to the gym, and I realized that I was like, oh no, usually at the gym, I'm just like head down, eyes down. I don't try and have a mean mug, but I have a mean mug because I'm not trying to talk. I'm just, let me work out. So I was like, oh my gosh, I have the word Jesus on my hat. I have to be jolly. And so I was exhausted because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like smiling at everyone because I'm like, I don't want them to see Jesus and be like, ugh, Christians. All that. Those are the inner workings of a people pleaser, most likely. But our hats are out. We have a couple different ones, and then we have a beanie. We're going to have some more stuff coming. So if you want to check it out, the link is in my bio on my website, link under merch, and you'll see it there. Also, I wanted to just shout out, I'm drinking my Reishi coffee. This is my third of the day. Life has been very busy lately. Super thankful for it. But I can get overwhelmed. And one of the ways that I really, really, really love to support my nervous system and my body is to drink Reishi coffee because it is actually great for the immune system. And it's just great for so many different things that have to do with different hormones as well that impact the way that we feel, if we feel stressful or if we feel anxious. So also, if you're interested in trying some Reishi coffee, I don't promote anything that I'm like not super obsessed with and don't use all the time. You can ask anybody that knows me. I take my coffee with me everywhere and I take my creamer because what we're not trying to do is not have amazing coffee. So those are my two little introductions today. But I'm excited because we are going to talk about and try something called somatic tracking. And why I'm excited is because I know that I need it myself. And it's something that I do often because it's so helpful when it comes to learning how to have these practical tools in calming our brain and our nervous system down and learning how to create a better relationship, not a better relationship, a different relationship with our pain that we experience. So this is for literally everybody. If you are somebody who experiences chronic pain, this is amazing. If you're someone who's like, I don't assume I have chronic pain, but like I get headaches and I'll get different pains, like this is just such an amazing practical tool to have and to be able to use. Because with somatic tracking, you can do it for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You can also literally do it for like 10 to 15 seconds. And it has a very impactful effect on our brain and our body. Okay, so I got my certification in pain reprocessing therapy from the Pain Psychology Center. And Alan Gordon, who is the director, is brilliant. And he just teaches really thoroughly on this subject because it has been, I mean, so transformative for so many people. So it's a tool that I use. Like I've said before, but you know, when we think of healing from chronic pain, the first and the most obvious thing is I want to get out of pain. So tell me how to get out of pain instantly. And I get it, right? That's, you know, everybody that, or everything that everyone's like touting, you know, the pills and the supplements and the diets and all this stuff is like, be pain free in 21 days, right? I have a 21 day course about chronic pain, learning how to walk out healing and freedom in chronic pain. But in the short term, our goal when it comes to healing and when it comes to somatic tracking is not necessarily to get rid of the pain or to get rid of the sensations. Our goal is to have a relationship with our pain that has less fear. We're trying to calm the fear down. So when we're engaging in somatic tracking, we're not actually trying to change anything. It's not like, oh my gosh, I got a headache. Let me do this so the pain goes away. What we're doing is we're creating evidence for our brain and our nervous system that we can create these moments of safety or what we call corrective experiences. So if the brain and nervous system can receive messages of safety, start to calm down the amygdala, the parts of the brain that are firing, we can then in the long term start to reduce the pain. Okay. So reducing pain means we have to first reduce the fear around the pain sensations. Okay. Now, when we're in a state of danger, this is when our body is sending these inaccurate messages from the brain. The brain is sending these inaccurate messages to the body saying something is dangerous. We don't know what's going on, but I think there's a bear around the corner, right? Our primitive brains look at everything as dangerous or safe. So if the brain is interpreting repressed emotions that feel really uncomfortable or a really hard week and it's just like you feel overwhelmed but are unable to like really express it, sometimes the brain is going to interpret that as the bear around the corner and is going to send these alarm messages to the body. And that's when we start to experience this sensation, these pains in our body, IBS, chronic migraines, back pain, knee pain, inflammation, joint pain, nerve pain. All of these signals are a brain that is stuck in a danger signal and it doesn't know how to get out of it. So in our brain, when we actually are processing structural pain in the brain, it's the same place that the brain processes emotional pain as well. So sometimes a structural injury can heal, but the pain persists because the brain is neuroplastic. It learns how to fire messages. So once it's learned how to fire messages of pain, if it is in this state of alarm constantly, the pain is just going to continue. We have to turn the state of alarm down. We have to create safety and reappraisal and have these corrective experiences where our brain can go, oh, okay, the bear isn't around the corner. I didn't like that conversation. I didn't feel like I said what I wanted to say, but okay, we're safe. This is fine. Okay. So somatic tracking is a way in which we are learning to look at our pain through a lens of safety. Okay. So again, in the short term, we are trying to minimize the fear. That is the goal. Again, the long term is having freedom from pain, is reducing sensations, right? But the short term, as we're going to try in a little bit together in somatic tracking, is reducing our fear around the sensations. Now, what a lot of people try to do when they somatic track, and by a lot of people, I mean myself as well, is again, try and get rid of the pain in that moment. So it's like, okay, I'm going to like breathe deep and I'm just going to, you know, really be relaxed. And I'm just, because I need this to go away right now. I need it to go away right now. All that is doing is keeping your body in this state of alarm, in fight or flight. It's like you're saying that, you know, everything's okay, but your body is tense. Like nothing about that is like calming down, creating a sense of safety, right? So we want to lean into sensations and learn how to focus on them again without fear. And you might be like, there's zero chance I can do this. It just takes practice. It takes doing it maybe for 10 to 15 seconds at a time, working your way up. It's whatever actually feels good to you. If it's something like, ugh, I have to somatic track, that's not going to be helpful, right? It's something that helps calm your brain and your nervous system down. So there's different components of somatic tracking. So the first one is mindfulness, right? So mindfulness, when it comes to somatic tracking, is simply paying attention to our sensations on purpose, right? So a lot of us, myself included, when I'm in pain, I think if I like focus on it, it's gonna make it feel worse. So it's like I try sometimes to like divert my attention and do other things or turn the TV on or, you know, listen to music or do something, go eat something that tastes good, right? Anything to help me avoid the pain. Mindfulness is really important because it is doing exactly as I was saying. It is focusing on these sensations on purpose in a way that helps minimize the state of alarm and increase a sense of safety. Okay, so that's the first component of somatic tracking is mindfulness. Now, the second component is safety reappraisal. So it's important that we start to learn how to send messages of safety and love and compassion to ourselves for our brain to actually experience as well, right? So you might be like, oh my gosh, I don't, self-compassion, I don't even like that, the fluffy stuff. But it's actually really important for your brain to hear it too, because this is ways in which it's going to help calm it down. You know, we're so focused on danger and doom. Like something happens in our body and we're like, oh my gosh, what is that? What was that? Like at all times, right? And learning how to actually just experience sensations and be like, okay, there's something going on in my body, but it's not bad, right? If we get a tinge of pain somewhere, it's like, oh my gosh, what was that? What is it, right? We've learned how to focus on all of these through a lens of doom and gloom. So safety reappraisal is a really helpful way, again, to look at our sensations, not through a lens of fear, but through a lens of curiosity and intrigue, right? And compassion, and through this, you know, ease and lightness. And then the third component is positive affect induction. And I love that Dr. Alan Gordon says it's basically just cracking jokes. Now, you might be like, when I'm in pain, like the last thing I'm gonna do is crack jokes. And I feel you, I was absolutely there, right? But again, when we're in pain, like we are serious all the time, right? Because our thoughts are so like something is wrong, something is broken, something is dangerous, right? It's like, I want to go have fun, but no, I can't because what if I have a flare or what if I get hurt, right? We feel like we can't live this life of joy or of fulfillment or of hope because it's like, no, 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 like the pain's going to come on again. So I need to just stay here in this bubble. I need to just focus on my pain because that feels like the most loving thing, right? Is to focus on it because you're like trying to keep it from happening again. But it's that constant cycle of being so intense and being so focused in a danger and negativity through that lens that is going to keep our brain wired in fight or flight. So as we're doing it, it's important to notice that there's some different things that, you know, your body is going to need, and it's starting to learn to listen and be like, you know what, like, what do I need today? Like, maybe I just need to be mindful of my sensations. Or, you know, maybe I need to just really focus on places that feel safe in my body. And I need to send my brain a lot of messages of just comfort and safety today. And then other days you might be like, you know what? I just need to have some fun. And of course, if you are in pain, fun can look like watching a funny movie, right? Fun can look like talking to a friend and not talking about your pain, talking about things that are life-giving and make you think about things other than the state that your body is in, right? Not because you're trying to unhealthily avoid, it's because you're actually trying to tell your brain, like, you know what? I get it that our body, we're experiencing these sensations, but I'm not fearful of it. Therefore, I don't really need to focus on it, right? I'm going to focus on things that bring life, okay? So those are the three different components of somatic tracking. So what I want to do with us just in this moment today, I want to practice a little bit of somatic tracking with you because this is something that we all can do on our own. It's very simple. Again, you can do it for 20 seconds. You can really, really soak it up and do it for 5 to 10 minutes. Again, it's whatever is helpful to you. There's no shoulds in this, right? Everybody, you know, a lot of people say stop shoulding on yourself because you're like, I should somatic track and I should do all this. And it's like your brain knows when you're trying to like force it into relaxation and it's not going to work, okay? So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you're safe, if you're not driving or operating any kind of heavy material, also, if your pain is at about a 1 to 5 right now, I would suggest trying it. If you feel like you're in a very intense flare right now, it's going to be hard to find messages of safety. So save it for when you feel like the pain is at a level of 1 to 5. Okay. There are behaviors called avoidance behaviors. And in general, this is like a bad sounding term, right? But when our pain is really, really intense, avoidance behaviors are what our brain needs to experience to be able to create some sense of safety. So I've noticed for the last week, like my wrist has been kind of sore and I've done nothing that would cause my wrist to be sore. And I've noticed when it feels sore, I'm cracking it, right? The cracking of it is an avoidance behavior. Or when my voice would feel sore, I would always be rubbing it because I thought like, okay, this is going to help because the pain is structural, right? Or I would like, you know, crack my neck if my head was hurting. All of these are avoidance behaviors. And when you are in intense pain, avoidance behaviors are actually very helpful to help you lower the danger signal. So then you can work on techniques such as somatic practicing. Now, the thing about somatic practicing is for it to help you create corrective experiences, you do want to be in a little bit of pain. So it can be helpful to learn to look at it through like, when I'm in pain, I actually am creating an opportunity to help make a corrective experience in my brain and my nervous system. So we can actually see it as these positive opportunities, right? Because we get to learn and teach our brain every time we do somatic tracking that there's no pain, there's no danger. So we can actually learn how to lessen the danger signal, okay? So we're going to try somatic tracking together. So again, wherever you are, if you are sitting, if you experience a little bit of pain with sitting, great. We want there to be sensations for you to focus on. If standing gives you a little bit of pain, stand. Again, 1 through 5 level of pain. If it's an intense pain, don't do it. Just something that gives a sensation that you can focus on without freaking out, okay? The brain experiences emotions that we have. When I say fear the pain, a lot of times people are like, I don't fear it though. Like I'm not scared of it. But annoyance, dread, anger towards our body, sadness, grief, all of those like very, very, very valid feelings. But the brain interprets all of those as through a lens of fear. Okay. So again, however you're feeling right now, it needs to be so that you can create a bit of safety in your brain and in your body. So what I want you to do is just take a few deep breaths and just really like lean into it. And I want you to experience like when you take a deep breath, Where do you feel it? Like, notice how your chest expands, how your belly expands. Notice how the air comes through your esophagus. However you feel it, and just kind of get into a rhythm of breathing that feels just good and enjoyable to you. If you need to close your eyes, whatever you need to do to just help you feel calm and relaxed, okay? Now, what I want you to do is start to scan your body for pain. And for the purpose of this somatic tracking, we're going to call them sensations rather than pain. And we'll talk about that in the future on how we actually categorize what we feel in our body is even important to our brain. So we're going to talk about our pain as sensations, okay? So I want you to scan your body. And when you start to notice pain in certain parts of your body, right? So I was singing a lot today, and so I notice like there's a little bit in my throat. So I just kind of start to lean into it. And what I want you to do is I want you to try to qualitatively describe the sensations that you're focusing on, okay? So is your pain all in one place? Is it spread throughout? And as you notice it, is it better in one place, worse in another place? Are the sensations more intense in one area? Is it all the same? Just kind of scan and just kind of sit inside your body. And then I want you to notice, like, does it have a throbbing sensation? Kind of does the pain come and go? Does it have more of like, and go with me, like a swooshing sensation where it just kind of feels like it's just kind of like living in your chest? Can you describe, is it like dull or is it sharp? Can you give it a temperature? Like, does it feel hot? Does it feel cold? Does it feel neutral? And as you're just kind of sitting in your body and you're just kind of noticing all of these different things, I want you to not judge it and not try to change it. That's the really, really important thing. We're just noticing it. And if you do notice any fear popping up for a part of your body that you're leaning into, simply just find a place in your body that feels either good or neutral, as in there's no pain. And when you move your focus to that area, you kind of notice the fear start to decrease again. Or if there isn't any place in your body that feels even neutral or good, you can start to focus on like how the chair feels that you're sitting in, right? Like, does it feel good? Like the pressure against your thighs and against your back. If you're laying down, the material of like a blanket or something, like leaning into some of these positive sensations. Again, as you're, you know, leaning into the sensation, notice if it does change. And again, it's not good or bad if it changes. You might notice as you're starting to lean into a sensation, it might decrease. Great. You might notice that it actually increases, which is totally fine as well. What's really important is for us to start to kind of create an evidence list to see, okay, like if something was really wrong with my throat, like simply sitting here, sitting, noticing it wouldn't create more or less pain, right? Like, just noticing how the pain shifts is a really, really, really good indicator for us to start being able to be like, okay, I think there's a good chance this has a more neuroplastic bend to it, and maybe it's not actually structural. Because focusing on the pain, if you have a broken bone, that's not going to increase or decrease the pain. Like, the bone has to heal, right, for the pain to go away. So I just want you to notice, like, okay, even just maybe if I focus on it, does it get warmer? Does it get cooler? And again, we're looking at it through a lens of just like ease and lightness. We're not trying to change it. We don't care if it goes away. We don't care if it intensifies, because we know that this pain is not dangerous. We're just creating a corrective experience for our brain to notice, okay, we're safe. Okay, we can start to lower these messages that we're sending to the body that are creating pain sensations in the body. We can lower it. We're actually safe at this time, okay? I kind of want you to think about it like if you were standing on the shore of a beach. I was at the beach this morning, just loving life, right? And as you notice, like, the waves come and go. Now, if I were standing in the middle, not standing in the middle of the ocean, but if I was standing deeper in the waves, there's a chance I could get knocked over by them, right? But what I want you to think about when you're looking at your pain and sensations is like, you are on the shore, you're watching these waves go, but you are totally safe and you are not in any way able to get knocked down by one of those waves. You're just simply observing. And that's what we're doing. We're simply observing how our sensations might be changing. Maybe they're staying exactly the same, but maybe we're like, okay, I'm noticing that there's pain in my throat, but I don't actually care because I know it's not anything that I need to have fear of. So that's awesome. I can kind of just sit in it and I'm not trying to change it. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to run from this because it's not scary. And that essentially is somatic tracking. And you might be like, this is way too easy and there's no way that something like this simple is going to be effective. But it has been really impactful for me. And over time, it completely changes the way that your brain wires and fires. And the importance of that is the thoughts and the signals that we want our brain to be sending are signals of safety, are signals of lightness and ease, right? When our brain is in full-on danger mode, we will continue to experience these pain sensations in our body until we learn how to lower the fear, lower the danger signal, let our brain know we are safe, okay? And it can just take some time. So, I would love to know what you think of somatic tracking. In my 21-day course, we have a resources page, and so I provide some somatic tracking as well as some of the resources as well, which I've just found helpful in my own journey. And also, it's just really important to kind of remind ourselves as we are somatic tracking, like, I have the mind of Christ. God has not given me a mind full of fear, but of power and of soundness, right? I have a sound mind. He has created my brain, and I am going to daily remind myself of His truth. I'm going to speak His truth over my body. So I always love to do that after I somatic track. I just love to say, Lord, thank you for creating my brain. Thank you that you are changing and forming new neurons and new pathways in my brain that are designed to help heal my body. Thank you that I am not broken. Thank you that you have created me whole. Thank you that I am healing day by day. Thank you for who you've created me to be and how you've created me to be, Lord. I speak your truth over my mind. I speak your truth over my body, over my heart, over my emotions, over my soul. I breathe in your power and I just release my need to control and my need to have such a grip on life. You are the one that is in control and I just relinquish it to you now. And I just speak healing over my brain and my body in Jesus' name. Amen. Sabrina said this is helping me with mental health stuff too. Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to neuroplastic pain, you know, pain is a danger signal, as well as anxiety and depression. These are also other ways that I know feel very intense and feel very scary, and there can be a lot attached to it. But these are also just ways that our brain is sending signals of danger. And so it works amazingly for different mental health issues as well. Of course, I am not a licensed practitioner or mental health practitioner, so always make sure that you are working with your licensed therapist or counselor, you know, if you are seeing some of them, but absolutely incorporating ways to just help calm the brain down and help calm the nervous system down. And that is going to let your brain know that there is no danger. And when there is no fear, there is no pain. Pain is the brain's opinion. And so we, as Dr. Alan Gordon says, we just have to help the brain have a different opinion. So I love y'all. Thanks for joining me. I hope this has been helpful and would love to just hear some of your thoughts and opinions. Let me know if this even has been helpful. I think it has even for me. It calmed me down just doing it. But I hope you have a great rest of your week. Perfect. Facebook Live. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week as well. Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review. And let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood, as well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.